is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
9 minutes gone past 8 o'clock. Good morning. Sunny day here in Port Harcourt. We're broadcasting live from Rumo Sea. It's a Wednesday, 15th December 2021. The month breaks into today, and in 9 days, it will be Christmas. Yes. Oh, my goodness. It's unbelievable. People are still saying they don't feel the Christmas vibe. I don't know. You don't feel it? Then bring it on. Bring it on. All right. My name's Enoch Bevire. Monday was Governor Yestom Wike's birthday. And they had a little something, you know. And he was addressing the people that were there. He said some very critical things, which we'll just expand on this morning. Because for those who may not know, political consultations are now open for the office of governor come 2023 in Rivers State. Olalekan Ige, journalist and editor, joins me via the phone this morning to have this conversation. You will also have your say. We'll walk through it. But first of all, let's listen to what the governor said at that meeting on Monday.
In fact, I believe that if INEC conducts a free and fair election, nobody will participate in any party in this state. Nobody will agree. Because you will ask yourself, what am I going to collect from in that party? What will I tell them now? What is the campaign? You will tell the people of River State, look, PDP have not done this. PDP have not. What campaign will you say? Because we have even taken the roads to their own particular houses. Not villages, to their own particular houses. But why they will have the courage to campaign, they still believe that somehow there will be room to manipulate. But with the way we have seen INEC now, I think INEC is very, very serious. And I want to commend them to still be firm and courageous. It is not easy. But let them continue to be courageous and give Nigeria the best. This morning, my leaders came to me to wish me happy birthday. And I also tell them thank you. I also had a birthday gift for them. I told them, you know I'm leaving. Now we have to start consultation for who takes over. And I told them, let nobody go and spend this money on, because after the consultation, we'll all sit down and say this is the person we think that should continue where we have stopped. So the issue of now, who's going to take over for me, the process has started. And it has started today, being my birth day. So when they gave me birthday, I also gave them their own, gave them my own cake. My own cake is to let them know that the process has started. So now you can start your full prayers. Now you can start your full prayers and your libation for those of you who say you don't believe in God. But what is important to us, like I've always said, we are not going to impose anybody. Anybody. Because I've told you before, do not say, this man is my right-hand man, this man will protect me. He will only protect you for 6 months. After 6 months, everything is what? Gone. Because even you politicians will break that relationship. So what we should do is we will continue to make sure good companies continue with a good job. All the people struggling for whom they will replace them or will not replace them, they're just wasting their time. Just wasting your time and your energy. And even giving yourself high blood pressure. You don't need to. God should be able to provide who will be able to continue from where we have stopped. And anybody who is a political office holder in my office that wants to run now, this is the opportunity for you to quit so I don't disturb my office. So I've given you a notice now.
Anyone in my government that wants to run for office, this is the time for you to quit. I've given you permission to do so. Governor Yestom Wike speaking on Monday. saying that consultations are now open for the brick house. They will speak with, he will meet with his people. And for those who listened in the first hour, there was a headline there saying that Tinubu is also making consultations. So people, we need to realize that at this time, in Nigeria, political consultations have opened ahead of the 2023 elections, which also technically means that everybody has shut down office. They're just cleaning house so that they will move when the time comes. We're interested in this conversation for many reasons. First of all, which is the first question I'm going to pose to my guest, Olalekan Ige, how transparent, because he's saying INEC can conduct credible and free and fair elections, but when it comes to this matter of consultations on who becomes, for those who may not know, we were in this state some time ago when candidates had come out. I'd interviewed a few of them, even on Cool FM Bullseye at that time. People had started, you know, talking. I mean, people were actually already out there, you know, taking forms and were running for the office of governor. And a candidate came, one person, and everything changed. So those guys that were already running or who had shown interest, they had gone through the consultation process, but somewhere in between, some person just came and took over everything. Oh, there was murmuring, there was, but you know, eventually party takes precedence, right? And that's what we see, or what we saw. Olalekan, good morning. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, good morning, Eno. How are you doing today?
I'm good. So the windows and the doors have been thrown open for consultations to begin. When I heard this, one thing that came to mind was how it is that in the end, the people will have to deal with what some people have in the past called the devil and the deep blue sea, having to choose whoever the political party throws up as candidate.
Well, I think it's the business of the political party to determine how they want to choose their candidate. If you are not a member of of any particular political party, you do not have the right to conflict about how the party chooses its candidate. That is strictly the business of that party. And that's why the Electoral Act says that it is only the political party that can present a candidate. So it's the business of that political party to determine how they want to present their candidates, and nobody can question them. Only members of that political party can complain. And if a vast majority members of that political party are not complaining, if you are not a member of that party, you lack the right to complain on behalf of that party.
What does that mean? What should that mean to the young people today? What you just said, what should it mean?
No, it is the business, it is the political parties that should drive processes. When I mean processes, I'm talking about how to ensure that the vast majority members of that political party are able to participate in the process that throws up each candidate for every eligible position. What I'm trying to say is that political parties should be the drivers of how we can ensure electronic voting in Nigeria. Those political parties have membership register, and they say, look, by the close of business on a particular date, we have 1,000 members. Those 1,000 members should be allowed to participate in the processing as to how that political party chooses its candidate. So it means that in trying to ensure that everybody comes on board, you need to have the membership register. You need to ensure that every single person on that register has paid his or her subscription to the party, because the way you belong to a political party is that you subscribe to the ideals of that party. And the only way you can subscribe to the ideal is to register and is to pay your annual dues to that political party. That way, you're able to have a say in what the political party is doing. But what we have in Nigeria is a situation where few people hijack the entire process of the political party. And of course, the moment they hijack that, they also at liberty to throw up candidates in for several positions in any election. So it's a difficult one to say, what would the younger ones do? It is the business of the political parties in Nigeria to drive a process through which you can ensure that, look, we can begin to practice electronic voting. There is a bill before the national, before the president, asking about direct primaries for political parties in Nigeria. I'm in support of direct primaries, but the way a manager is going about is saying, I need to conduct the primaries for political parties. It is what I'm sure will make the president know what to sign. Why should INEC be, why should we be the business of INEC to conduct primaries for political parties? Even the political parties are already saying that, look, they are not responsible enough, you know, to throw up measures, to throw up, you know, to throw up processes through which they can choose their candidates. Free and fair, no matter where you are, no matter where you are anywhere across the world, if you're a member of a particular political party, you can vote electronically. And that way, everybody is happy. So whoever that wins at the end of the day is not a joint decision of everybody. But until we're able to do that, then it is the business of the political party to determine how it chooses its own candidate.
This matter of consultation, the freeness and fairness, what's your thought on it?
The governor is the chief marketing officer of PDP in Rivers State. He's the leader of the party in Rivers State. And he has said that, look, they are going to be doing consultations. Consultations were never foreclosed at any point in time. For those who are court politicians, preparation for the next election starts from the date the conduct election. You begin to plan for the next 4 years. If you're a serious-minded politician, you just don't wake up and say you want to be the governor, you want to be a member of House of Assembly, you want to be the president of Nigeria. You don't wake up. After probably a very good dream, then you wake up and say, yes, I can be the
God,
president.
God, no. God spoke to me.
God spoke to you. Yes, God can speak to you. God does speak to people. There's no doubt about that. But there are certain positions in Nigeria you don't wake up and just aspire to occupy. You must plan it. You must plot it. It's a graph. You begin to walk from the day the last election ended. They begin to plot for the next 4 years. So at no point in time was consultation closed. People have been doing consultations since 2019. If you must know, and we already know those have been doing that consultation. They begin the plot by ensuring that some of their men are in certain positions, they're able to do certain things at a certain period. It's not for fun. There are no coincidences in politics. Everything is planned, you know, in politics. So consultation has always been on. The governor, who is the chief marketing officer of his party, the PDP, I say, look, gentlemen, you can now start consulting amongst yourselves. That is the business of a People's Democratic Party. And really, members of the party will be able to talk as to what the governor has said. If you are not a member of that party, unfortunately, there is nothing you say today that will influence the majority decisions of members of that party.
Either the majority decisions or the decision of those who actually run the party.
But if a candidate is thrown off by the party,
or if a candidate is able to hijack the system,
no. But the moment the party throws off a candidate, and members of that party are not on the street protesting against that particular candidate, it means they're happy with it. That's what it means automatically. Because if you produce Oladipo as the candidate of the party for governorship election in Rivers, and a vast majority members of my party are not complaining about me, they are not on the street, they are not writing petitions, they are not going to court to exercise their fundamental demand. It means they are happy with me. Only members of that party can complain. I've always said that, look, if you are not a member of a party, don't bother yourself about what that party is doing. The only way you can wait for that political party is during the general election, where you now have the freedom to choose from among the candidates that will be contesting for that election. So you see why a free, fair, and credible general election or national election is always necessary. Because the moment you have a free, fair, and credible general election, political parties will now begin to get figures to ensure that only the best of the candidates emerge, you know,
now,
their respective
Now, that is the question. What determines the best?
That's why I said that, look, political parties, a lot of politicians have argued about electronic voting in Nigeria. I'm saying that the best way for them to prove that electronic voting can work in Nigeria is for political parties to adopt it. It's for political parties to own it. Why don't you practice it within your party? Because if, for example, you belong to a political party A and you successfully conduct electronic voting and you get into office, it will not be easier for you to sell to the rest of Nigeria. So say, look, in our political party, We have been doing electronic voting, and it has always worked. We now want to, you know, bring that to general elections in Nigeria. It will be easy for you to sell. But you cannot be waiting for INEC to start doing electronic voting while you are the political party. You want to hold on to your, you know, should I say, to your hegemony of how to ensure that you consistently, you are always in that, you know, corridor of power to elect the candidates that become the candidates for the respective political parties. You understand? So it's something that has to come, and that's why general elections are very important for all Nigerians to participate, because it is the opportunity you have to determine who is the best among the lot that are contesting for election.
So it doesn't necessarily mean in any way that anybody is going to put for the best candidate?
You mean by the political parties?
Oh, yeah, of course.
That is why the political parties will strive to bring out the best. Whether the best is the best of all that the political party has will be determined by vast majority members of that political party. Not 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people sitting in one office and just say, look, Enoch, you are the next governor of Delta State, can't pick four. If that is the best for that party, no problem. If that is the way the party wants to choose its own candidate, that is the business of that political party. Only members of that party can complain. But it is during the general election that the party will know whether the candidate they queue up is the best for the political party. If the candidate wins the general election, it means the candidate was the best for the party. Because the only way to prove whether the candidate was the best is to win the election. And the moment the candidate wins an election, then it means they turn out the best according to that political party.
You know, I'm just what I'm hearing is we're going to repeat what we did in 2019.
But no, what is the business of a political party? A political party is not a charitable organization. They are not into fashion parade and all the rest. The number one reason why a political party exists is to capture power. Nothing else. Anything after that makes the political party a charitable organization. So whatever you have that you think you can use to capture power within the realms or within the realms of that political party is what you do. You understand? You see, we won't be having much of this conversation enough if just 60 to 70% of those who have voters card in Nigeria go out to vote on election day. This debate may not even happen. Because the party already knows that if you don't present a likable candidate, that the vast majority of voters will vote the party out. You see why the two things are tied together now? Yes, look at the last election in Anambra. Less than 30% of people in Anambra came out to vote. In 2019, out of over 70-something million registered voters in Nigeria, less than 30 or 35 million people, you know, voted during the presidential election. So what happened to the rest of the voters?
Apathy.
You see? Exactly. But we cannot continue to complain of our party and continue to say that, look, the wrong candidates are in power. When on election day, you do not come out to vote. If you don't come out to vote, you lack the right to criticize anybody that wins the election. And that is the truth.
Okay, so what
exercise that franchise, exercise that power that you have.
So what you said basically is that for the political parties, the onus is on them to produce a candidate, whichever way they choose to, right? And that's fine. But on the side of the people, and on the side of the people, their power is to reject a candidate at the polls only.
If you have 20 governorship candidates at the poll, it is left for the electorate to use their mind to determine who they think is the best. You understand? That's why political parties must struggle to produce what they think is the best for that party. Then allow the electorates to determine who is the best among all the best that the political parties. After all, that's why general election is very crucial. That is why it is important that Nigerians always turn out to vote on election day. Because the moment political parties know that Nigerians have now realized their power to change candidates every 4 years, political parties will have no choice than to bring the best that is available. Meaning, in order to bring the best, you must also ensure that a vast majority members of your political party also participate in electing those that are the candidates for each of the elected positions. Remember, if, for example, a party says it has 1 million members, for example. Now, if those 1 million members don't satisfactorily, you know, don't satisfactorily participate in how they choose their state presidential candidates, for example, I'm sure you know that some of those members during general election can go and vote for the candidate of another party because they might vote in protest to say, look, you didn't carry us along. Don't worry, we'll teach you what to do during the general election. So having fair and credible general election is also related to how political parties can present their candidate.
So for those who are screaming, not too young to run, or this candidate is too old, or this candidate is this and that, what would you say to them?
Hello, what is the meaning of not too young to run? You are shouting not too young to run in your house. And then on election day, you are nowhere to be found. What is the meaning of not too young to run? That is just a mere mouth. You are just mouthing it. You are not following up with action. Just immediately after that protest, you know, the controversial Lekki massacre protest in Lagos, there was a senatorial election for Lagos East, I think. And you will have thought that, look, immediately after that protest, the Not Too Young to Run bill and all of that, a vast majority of people from Lagos East, will come out to protest, will come out to vote, sorry. At the end of the day, less than 20% of registered voters in Lagos East senatorial district elected Senator Abiu, to be in the Senate. It's not just about shouting or mouthing not too young to run. That is, you are just dreaming. The best way to put into action is to ensure that you mobilize people. Mobilize people, one, to join political parties because the electoral thing, only the political party can present candidates. Two, ensure that you look for some of the best among the young people to make themselves available to contest for elected positions. Some of the people shouting not too young to run today are also waiting for the day they will be endorsed by Godfather so that they will run on a post. The idea of not too young to run will continue to be a fallacy until the not too young people or the young people will begin to mobilize themselves into political positions. We have said that majority of members of political parties are the young ones, if you look at it very well. But what did they do even on election day? You understand? What did they do? It's like the case of women. Then look, they need to produce a female president in Nigeria. On election day, who did they vote for?
This matter of the younger people being more in number, we still have this matter of money. How do we work around that? Because what happens is someone will come and people are very hungry and give them money and they belly full and they start observing table manners.
You don't complain too much. In fact, you should not complain. But the youth who are also saying that, look, they need to present candidates, they need to change the trajectory of Nigeria. If it can be easily influenced by ordinary 500 naira, if it can be easily influenced by 500 naira, then what will you do when you get off, when there are billions to spend? What will you do? You understand that you are hungry does not mean that you don't have some kind of dignity in it. Remember the particular case of what happened in Anambra, where they were giving money to some women. What did they do? They rejected it. You think those women were not hungry? You think they didn't need money? No. But what they say, money is not everything. If we want the country to progress, to move forward, there are certain things we must deal with. You understand? So when you say money bags to come and begin to share money, then you sell your conscience. It means you are not even worth to be you are not worth to be in that office. So it means that if we elect you as the governor, somebody can easily bribe you as the governor to close your eyes and award the dubious contract. That's what it means. That's what you're trying to portray.
So you're saying every time citizens have refused to speak out, collected money to shut up, they have sold their conscience and they've sold the future.
You've sold your conscience. And when you sell your conscience, then the man gets into office and doesn't perform well. You begin to complain. What right do you have to complain? After all, the man has said to you already, he has given you your own share of the patrimony of the state during the election. So why do you have to complain? He has said to you, really? We must be able to rise up to the occasion and tell you, okay, somebody is sharing money, collect the money, vote your conscience. After all, the man will not be there when you are using your thumb to vote for the political party you desire. I just gave you the recent example in Anambra State. Women were being given money and they rejected it. Were they not hungry? Didn't they need the money? But they said their future was more important than that day. They were going to collect that money. We must continue to, you know, encourage things like that. So that, because the moment political parties know that citizens have the power to change leaders every 4 years, political parties will automatically sit up.
All right.
So, but the moment the money bags, they also know that once we give these people small things, they have changed their mind, they will also continue.
Okay, so I've seen some of your posts where you've put forward some candidates and, you know, you said, oh, this looks good to occupy the government house. Perhaps after the commercial, you tell us the criteria and what you think the PDP should be looking for, ahead of 2023. Thank you, Olale Kwenge.
You're welcome.
All right, the conversation continues in a bit after this commercial. My name is Eno Ogbeviri. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
My leaders came to me to wish me happy birthday. I told them, you know, I'm leaving. Now we have to start consultation for who takes over. And I told them, let nobody go and spend his money on. Because after the consultation, we'll all sit down and say this is the person we think that should continue where we have stopped. So the issue of now, who's going to take over for me, the process has started. But what's important to us, like I've always said, we are not going to impose anybody. Because I've told you before, do not say, this man is my right-hand man, this man will protect me. He will only protect you for 6 months. After 6 months, everything is what? Gone. Because even you politicians will break that relationship. So what we should do is we will continue to make sure good companies continue with a good job.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
You heard it, the River State Governor there. Your thoughts on it, but Ige is back on the phone and he will tell us. The people that he thinks, he's put them up on his page before, some names, and I think, I'm not sure what political parties they belong to, but what criteria he used to select those people, I would like to know. Ige, thank you for joining us again.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So the people that you have that you've picked, that you think that should occupy the brick house, what was your criteria?
I think those are just the names that people have bandied around. Of course, in every political process, there are names that people throw, you understand, and say Mr. A is likely to contest, Mr. B is likely to contest, this is what will happen, and all of that. So it's put those things together. Part of why we are the media is also to help drive the process, put these things up, and let people see them, criticize them, or choose whatever they want to believe. That's one of the processes. Set the agenda. These are the likely candidates. Ultimately, the decision lies with the electorate, that the one who go out to vote and determine who they think should lead them.
That's after the political parties have thrown up the one that they think that would work, would represent them better.
I'm sure you know there are people who also complain that look, the cost of purchasing the party governorship nomination form is so exorbitant. I think in Ekiti State to be able to buy governorship form on, in APC, I think it's about 20 million or so to buy the nomination form and 1 million for expression of interest. So
already, in 2021. So by that, they've already excluded a lot of young people, a lot of people that don't have means.
Well, no political party will also send its governorship form for 500,000 naira and make the position so laughable. You have to strike a balance between not making it too expensive and not making it too cheap.
And 20 million looks big to you?
I think that's why I said, look, It is not only that party that exists. You see why there are options and choices now. If Party A makes its governorship form so exorbitant, Party B does it. Out of 30 officially registered their political parties, you have one that might not be as expensive as that. The truth of the matter is that no party will want to make its governorship form so cheap, maybe sell for 100,000 naira. Then you have 1,000 people buying governorship form. Then you begin to look at the conversion process you have to go through. So you need to strike a balance between not making it too cheap and not making it too expensive. If, however, it becomes expensive for a vast majority of party members, then they already know what to do. They have the choice of going to another political party.
But, I mean, we've gone around that mountain before. I won't leave my party. I've been here all the time, all this time. I've put in a lot, you know.
Yes, it has always been the thing. If you check the evolution of political parties in Nigeria, you know that only very few people have stopped a particular political party throughout their lifetime. Political parties are vehicles through which you can obtain, you know, certain positions and all of that. So if the vehicle you are in breaks down, you know, you have liberty to either stay and allow the people to fix the car, and you join another car that is moving towards the same direction, you are able to. That's why there are freedom of choices in whatever we do in Nigeria.
Okay, let's talk about Brick House. Some people believe that the APC don't stand a chance, that there's nothing that can happen that would bring them to that, you know, to that office. Some people believe that the PDP, they've overstayed their welcome, they didn't perform well, so they shouldn't remain in office. Why do you think we should pay attention as Rivers people, Rivers residents, on who becomes the next governor?
We have to pay attention as who becomes the next governor, because his policies, programs will determine whatever we are going to do in the state. Those of us that are residents in the state, the policy, programs, action and inaction of the governor can to a large extent determine the prosperity of the people in that state. So you see the reason why we should be interested in who becomes the governor, because we are all in this state to ensure that we prosper. And the prosperity of River State is also the prosperity of River State, because there is no way the state should be prosperous and the people should not be prospering with it. So we should be interested in becoming the governor. We are here to earn living, to make life better, contribute to the growth and development of humanity. So we should be interested in becoming the governor of the state.
All right. Thank you very much, Olalekan Ege, for your time.
You're most welcome.
We couldn't take feedback, but I have two messages here, or rather messages. Dr. Gifwalu saying that the governor spoke well and has set the stage for PDP to lead the way among other parties in the state. The best candidate for a political party is someone that is well known and liked by majority of members of his or her party, who is also viewed as credible enough, perceived name recognition, capacity, experience and character to win a general election. Dr. Ben is asking for the names of those that have been bandied from the Brick House, going by the permutations of Mr. Ege. We'll have that conversation again. Olalekan Ege would be with me in the studio at that time. But thank you for your time. The race has begun. Heavenly race? I don't know. Brick House race. The race has begun. The governor has declared the floor open. Consultations will begin and we'll see the way it plays out. My name is Eno Ogbeziri. Thank you for your time. Something very critical Olalekan Ege said: who becomes governor determines the prosperity of a state.